October is the mother of revolutions. So we have October, then we have the one that happened April 1985. Then we have the last one on December 2018. So we have a kind of a pattern here, a pattern of the determination, the will of the people to live in a democracy. And this will has been tampered with, destroyed a couple of times. So we have October Revolution, then we have a coup in 1969. Then we have a revolution in 1985 and a coup in 1989 for 30 years. And again, we have a revolution in December 2018. So this pattern is pregnant with meaning that the will of the people, that building a nation is not a one episode thing. It's a long, for the long haul. So when we celebrate October, we're really celebrating the origin of this determination to build a democratic system in Sudan.
In October 1964, Sudanese protesters overthrew the first military dictator in independent Sudan, General Ibrahim Aboud. Fast forward to October 2021, the military took back power after protesters overthrew the last military dictator, General Omar al-Bashir, who ruled for 30 years. What have we learned about military-civilian relations in Sudan?
Yeah, it is not just about the military. As you can see from the kind of the forces in, called upon by the military to support them, we are talking about a conservative, patriarchal force or group or component in the nation. It is a military government, but a military government representing the interest of a class of people and an ideology of patriarchy that just don't want to disappear. Because we have a military that came in 1969 coup with leftist tendencies. So we didn't have the same military all the time. In 1958, we have a kind of, a conservative military coup supported by conservative patriarchal components or organizations in the country. Then 1969, a leftist coup that went astray. Then the coup in 1989, that is a patriarchal thing. So the military is just the midwife, if you will, of the old society, the patriarchal society, the old forces, the traditional forces just don't want to go away.
The military has ruled Sudan for the majority of its independence since 1956, with only brief periods of democratic civilian parliamentary rule. What does it take to break this cycle of military coups in Sudan once and for all?
We need to look at the dynamics of the alliances between the military and the civilians in the military setting itself. Because during Nimeiri's period, you have liberals, leftists, independents, bureaucrats, all supporting a military government. And the same these people revolted against the regime when it went astray and turned into a theocracy. The same people. So the first thing is to clear up this misunderstanding that it is a natural political switching from the military to the... Because that defines society into military and then civilians, which is unnatural, which is not real.
How do you see the current situation in Sudan with the military in power ending and the future of governance in Sudan in general?
There is this consensus that the military has run its course, because you count in October Revolution, you count the April 85 Revolution, then you have the 30 years. The military itself is no longer the military. Now you have the rabid forces. One of the most important signs of that the military is running its course is that politics itself, that its involvement in politics has caused her a lot of harm. The professional army is no longer the only army in the country. That is an important aspect of that we are witnessing the last coup, and it is no longer the tool of suppressing the yearnings for democracy or for whatever kind of system. We reached the point in which democracy is not just a call for a good form of government, of governance. People just don't want to be lorded about, to be ordered around in family, in schools, in the job. If you look at these young people, they would like what people would say self-actualization. And self-actualization is tied to modernity and modernization. The rise of the city and the town in Sudan is calling for not a political system, not a government that is a democratic, but a society that is democratic. In the family, in the school, in wherever, you be an artist, you be a gay, you would be whatever you like. So that is existential rather than political, just political.